at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. At RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Beach. located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selatan Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots with over undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selatan Sang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selatan Sang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Indonesia.
Yang jaya di lautan para milenium.
Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium were the Indonesian people, the Malays, none of Chinese Muslims. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Kalau istilah klinisi itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitarnya tahun 1830-an.
Appeared around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or cat catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Finnish sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ini layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar Finnish.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Finisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Finisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya.
The term Finisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president, Soekarno, held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, the question still arose about what Finisi boat is, because the term Finisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari Lompong, there was palari Tongpong. The term Finisi started to be known in the 80s, especially after the Finisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Finisi. So the term Finisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Finisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Finisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Finisi. Jadi, istilah Finisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya suatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Finisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
people's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as Palari. So the use of the word Pinisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long. But with the motorization and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Pinisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver, and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Pinisi was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Pinisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Pinisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Pontobahari itu. Penggunaan kata Pinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Pinisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today. At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. And he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said. The same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 developed sails called Pinisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Pinisi di Banan ini asalnya dari arah dulu pun Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Pinisi ship was built originally from Arab Bulukumba, Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience, and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana dan di segi pengalaman saja, diakui oleh seluruh dunia.
Yep.
kalau dengan pensinya 1 tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami bikin di pantai dia pantai Anjurole.
With the penisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2.5 months, has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, BT wood and teak wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of teak wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk pakai tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Lagi nas, papan sil papannya disusun, kesepulatin, sampai lagi.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed. The bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope. Then the sail is put on. That's it.
Kali sering, kali sian, nampak belakang, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Ara village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumus ya begini. Kita ini ahli.
Ah, that's the formula. So this is how we are ship experts. Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan Doniana itu, yaitu
there is one thing that is absent of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatatalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats or whatever boats were called Finnisi in the 70s were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Arab people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Tata'apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan tata apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
Building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 times more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as cell phone. If you install one small part wrongly, the cell phone won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not fail. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not fail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archaeology for 1,000 years, and the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only finishing.
Dengan laut laut yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Dan hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit. Sehingga bukan menjadi ini baru kesunjian halaya kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya, memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih di kedepankan kepada halayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini si doang.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Wajah pagi rupawan sesak seperti dirimu. Cinta
of Indonesia.
Listener, everyone should have equal opportunity to pursue anything they want. Despite improvements in society, women still face some challenges in pursuing their career in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. What are the challenges? Here is the opinion of Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifah, Indonesian researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster, in VOI Talk on Women in Science Breaking the Barrier.
I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of STEM house. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problems, and if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access. Or the fourth one is having access. Yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women. And women can have a lot of power because when they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment. Because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
Well, listener, for more details about the dialogue, you can rewatch on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sakentang Sakentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sakentang Sakentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tells the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sakentang Sakentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lungani sawahan numpak kebo karo ning pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kuwe ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu go cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, sakentang sakentung kan di lambung percangkung bebek kantikung manis jalak santarian. Tung sakentang sakentung kan di lambung percangkung bebek kantikung manis jalak santarian. Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo main pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kuwe ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang tak kentungkan di lambung berjangkung bebek kantiku maru jalak santarian. Tak kentang tak kentungkan di lambung berjangkung bebek kantiku maru jalak santarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka-laka sing paling molek kudu kuat wong lanang melek nek orang esuk mangan tembelek. Tung sakentang sakentukan di lambung mercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sadarean. Tung sakentang sakentukan di lambung mercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sadarean. Tung sakentang sakentukan di lambung mercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak sadarean. Sakentang sakentukan di lambung mercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak santarean. Tung sakentang sakentukan di lambung mercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak santarean. Tung sakentang sakentukan di lambung mercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak santarean.
what is this food?
Ratan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but ratan can also be food. The soft ratan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of ratan are sliced, and it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Ratan from North Sumatra.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono revealed the National Capital Integrated Coastal Development Project is a government priority in protecting Java's northern coast from the threat of tidal flooding and land subsidence. The minister said in Jakarta on Wednesday that with a clear vision and support from various parties, this project is expected to not only be a symbol of infrastructure progress, but also a valuable legacy for Indonesia's future. The Association of Independent Smallholder Farmers, who are members of the Indonesian People's Poultry Association and the National Farmers Organization Association, have asked the Free Nutritious Meal Program currently run by the government to side with local farmers. In his meeting with the National Nutrition Agency in Jakarta on Tuesday, Deputy Chair of Commission 8 said, "The current condition of chicken farmers is very concerning because they have to compete with poultry parties that control upstream to downstream." Regarding this condition, his party, together with the association, admitted they're able to provide chickens with the hope that the government would buy them at the purchase reference price set by the National Food Agency. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Never seen before.
I've seen a rainy day.